The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance online at supervalue.ie.
And good morning, everybody. Dave Fanning at rt.ie is our address, and 51551. A packed programme today, so the very first item, I'm going to get rid of two and one, because I want to talk about twins. With the birth of twins on the rise, it's no longer odd to see double buggies all around the towns of Ireland. But it wasn't always the case, and twins have been the subject of differing fortunes across history. One person who is one half of the twinship thing is in Cork at the moment in the studio. Pat Fitzpatrick, how are you?
I'm very good, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. How's Anne?
Anne is very well. I mean, I should obviously know that. Anne's my twin, so instinctively I haven't seen her yet this morning.
Yeah, but the really weird thing that she shouldn't necessarily know is that she's been living all around the world at some stage. And where is she living now, Pat?
Well, yeah, you'd like to think that actually we've lived separate lives, but she's about eight doors up from me here in Cork. Now, we're fraternal twins, right? We're non-identical, so we're not the kind of... We're the less interesting kind of members of the twin family. But yeah, after living in Chicago and I've lived in Germany and Dublin, we now live eight doors apart. So yeah. I think she's stalking me, to be honest.
Yeah, right, bizarre. Okay, well, hold on a second now. When you say that, when you say, like, you're the less interesting, is it two out of three? Or what is the percentage that would be seen to be sort of not the same? Or the one out of three is identical?
Yeah, I think it's 66% is fraternal twins. Yeah. The identical ones, yeah, which are, I suppose, from a number of medical research, etc., and through history have always been more interesting. It's the identical twins that I think people get more interested in.
Well, look, why, do you know, are a lot more twins and triplets being born in Ireland?
Well, there's two reasons. One is, and they're linked, I suppose, to one is women are having children later, and at that stage women are more likely to release more eggs. It's just hyperovulation, it's called. And the other reason is fertility treatment. Typically that would involve multiple embryos to ensure success. So, you know, the figures are pretty impressive that it's up like something like 36%, the number of twins being born over a 15-year period.
But if fertility treatment is improving and you no longer have to transfer loads of embryos and that, could this be just that we're at a peak at the moment, that it's more than it ever was and probably more than it ever will be?
This is something I didn't realise until I started looking into it, that yes, because they've now improved the technology and they don't need, because the multiple embryo transfer, the typical, is actually carries its risks, whereas the single embryo one, now that they've developed safely, is a more, you know, it's a safer thing to only have a single embryo in there. And increasingly this is the treatment that's been offered, and therefore the likelihood of twins has been reduced. But you are still going to have that other factor where, you know, for social reasons women are and economic reasons women are tending to have children later, and I suppose that is still going to persist and you're still going to have some more twins.
And I'll be talking about child benefit stuff here.
Did you know this?
No,
you
but
get
I can,
one, you get
I,
one and a half times
you
the
can
payment.
See it and you can realise, yeah, you know, you get
if
a lot
you're
more
there
money.
Considering,
and by the way, if you have quadruples or quintuplets or whatever, or the ten tenths, do you get loads of money, do
you're
you?
You're talking a much bigger house here, Dave. You could be moving to a new area.
Yeah, right.
You get one and a half times the payment per child if you have twins. Now, I didn't realise why I thought, but actually it makes sense because, of course, if you have twins, you can't pass stuff down. That kind of thing's a, you know, the economy of scale when you had three kids.
Right, of course,
you have to get
yeah.
two of everything. So it makes sense. It does
yeah,
make sense.
I suppose it does indeed. Okay, now, can we go into some like examples of things in the world of, let's just go for entertainment, the world of music. Who does be there?
Jedward. I suppose it's the most, you know.
That's
you
your only answer.
Famous Irish twins of the, I mean, Jedward. Morris and Robin Gibb, the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
I don't know what you probably have a view of the Bee Gees. I would have had a view of the Bee Gees until I saw one of those BBC 4 TV documentaries on a Friday night about them recently. I mean, they're a very interesting band.
Number one, I saw that documentary, and number two, I think the Bee Gees are one of the most underrated bands in terms of the greatest pop songs. I went to the gig, what do you call it, Barry Gibb at the O2 or the Three Arena about a year ago or so, and he even had Robin singing, even though it was kind of a hologrammy thing.
Sure.
And it was really slick and really cool. But they just, every single song is a major hit, and most people don't realise just what they had done before Saturday Night Fever, which is
shows. I mean, they adopted the growing trends. But what struck me about it, I mean, Jive Talking was on the radio last night. I was driving home from something and I was just kind of going, God, like, that is the perfect pop song, as all their songs were. So I'd be kind of, Bee Gees are, I agree with you, a highly underrated band.
Do you know, my brother bought their first album. Do you know what it's called?
Go on.
Bee Gees first. Seriously. Anyway, anybody else in music? Or the Brass guys, one of those guys is an actor now, and I'm not sure which
that's
one.
That's right, yeah. And one of them is an actor, and the other guy is actually, he's in Vegas. He's got a position in Vegas where he's playing regularly, and he's making a very good living. And of course, you know, in a way, they kind of preceded the celebrity fascination of the noughties by "When Will I Be Famous," which was their plea. No was the answer, but not for long, I think. Unfortunately for Brass, was the
unfortunately for the rest of us. Okay, so any Irish ones on besides Jedward?
What, Bewitched? You know, there's two girls in there, obviously,
and right, delicious.
Of course, the other thing is there's the notion of Irish twins as well. You know, where there was about 10 months between them. You're familiar with, you know, where people who are, if you know, if you're going to have 10 kids, you better get them banged out there pretty quick. So the notion of Irish twins, where I think the mother was allowed to get her hair done before it was back to knocking out the chiselers for old Ireland.
Yeah, okay, probably true. All right. Now, what about in fiction or drama or the movies or anything like that? Where are we?
Well, I suppose the Man in the Iron Mask was a classic one. You know, it's a Three Musketeers story.
Yeah.
That what I didn't realise is the Man in the Iron Mask actually existed. It was based on a real guy that was held in the Bastille. It wasn't an iron mask, it was a black velvet mask. And the Dumas, the guy who wrote the Three Musketeer books, just used him to slot him into the story about Louis the 14th. So, I mean, twins, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito.
So, what are you saying? Are you saying that possibly based on a true story that your man in the Bastille was the twin of the king or something?
It was the talk of France. Nobody knew who this guy was. Mm. As I said, it was a velvet mask. He was kept in there, and it was the scandal of the day. And of course, as you have scandals, then you got all these kind of speculation and conspiracy theories built up around the guy. So yeah, it's based on a real story.
Yeah, but hold on a second. I was talking like a real story here as well, and I was talking about the real thing about twins and that. And then you tell me Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. What are you going to tell me? That's based on a true story?
No.
Right.
Come on.
Okay.
But it could be, because they're fraternal. You know, if they're fraternal twins. But no, that isn't. No.
Right.
Sorry. Going back to actual fiction. Patty and Selma in The Simpsons.
Patty and Selma and The Simpsons. Okay, are they twins? Are they? I should know this. Should
they
I?
Are, they oh, are. Enough, they right, are really. Feet. And of course, there's a
it's
whole.
Amazing.
Concept.
It's the programs that are on a loop in my house all the time are the ones that I don't know. Just go straight past my head.
But that's because that's because it's like an anaesthetic. You know,
yeah,
you'd watch one and actually
it
Friends.
Is.
Of course,
wait
it's
a
the
minute.
Other one.
Austin Powers and Dr. Evil, aren't they supposed to be twins?
They are.
Yes.
Which I didn't realise until. And of course,
so.
The whole notion of an evil twin. Friends, another program that's probably on a loop in your house.
It is.
Phoebe's twin, Ursula, is actually.
Has Phoebe got a twin called Ursula?
I think her name is Ursula. But she's quite evil. She's evil in Friends terms, obviously. She's not going around murdering people,
but she's
spitting in people's coffee or whatever.
And we mentioned the Parent Trap for some reason the other day.
God,
Lindsay Lohan.
I know, you'd watch Lindsay Lohan in that.
Yeah.
And I know you kind of feel, but you kind of feel almost paternal in it going, please.
I interviewed her in LA for that. She was absolutely lovely.
She just so. It shines out in those early movies how lovely she was.
And we could go to Alice in Wonderland, I'm sure, as well. Somebody's mentioned Harry Potter earlier on. Is there somebody in that? I don't know.
Fred and George Weasley.
Oh, really?
Okay. With a name like Weasley, that was never going to end well for them, I think. Yeah,
No. So you're saying the number of twins, anyway, is on the rise, and there's a lot more, like, in terms of just twins born for every 1,000 successful deliveries in Ireland and all that. What about non-identical twins? Are they much, much more common? We said, what, 2/3 earlier on?
Yeah, there is. There's a greater likelihood of that, I think, because just for genetic and biological reasons. But, you know, actually, the gene that's passed on, it's identical twins are an accident. Anyone can have identical twins. Very often, actually, the non-identical or fraternal twins is passed down through the mother's side. But again, something I didn't realise. I always thought it was, you know, it only could be passed from mother to daughter. But actually, it can be passed from father to daughter.
And what about that skipping a generation thing? Is that true?
That's the myth, you see, because I could have the gene, but obviously I'm unlikely to start ovulating at this stage in my life or ever. But I could pass it on to my daughter, for instance. So she could be in the line for twins down the line.
And are there, you mentioned genetic, but are there non-genetic factors that can make non-identical twins more likely?
Well, again, you can just look at the studies of this, but ethnic groups, you know, apparently China's got a very low level of twinning. Now, there's notions about that because of, obviously, there's that brutal taxation thing where you're only allowed to have one child and people are concerned were they actually killing children or, you know, I don't know about that, but they're ethnic groups, the studies have shown, but typically, no, it's fairly, you know, it's fairly accidental in terms of how it happens.
All right, by the way, 51551 is our text and we are talking twins. Anything ever happened with twins in terms of identical twins about getting away with stuff that people thought one did something and the other didn't do something?
No, I'm not going to encourage anybody to take up a life of crime. But if you are an identical twin, get this. This is a story 2009 in Berlin. It was a jewellery store heist where the CCTV showed that one of the guys had dropped a glove. They found the glove, did a DNA test on it, and it turned out that they traced it to the guy an identical twin. So therefore, because they shared DNA, it wasn't conclusive evidence. DNA evidence is no good if you're an identical twin, because it could be, unless it's both of you, obviously.
Wait a minute, fingerprints, identical twins, they don't have the same fingerprints, do they?
I don't think they have necessarily the same fingerprints, but DNA, because it was a glove, and they found his DNA on it, but it was either him or the brother. The case was dropped.
If the glove didn't fit, kind of thing. So they had to acquit them, yeah?
They had to acquit.
Both?
Well, only one of them did it, but yeah, they both got off.
Fantastic.
What an injustice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
By the way, just famous twins down through history. Somebody's mentioned here, 51551 is our text. Elvis Presley had a twin.
You know, it's funny, if you put Elvis and Las Vegas together, you get all taste goes out the window. Elvis and Jesse Garin, who actually died at birth. And apparently now Elvis was affected by this throughout life. They're calling it a syndrome. I think it's womb survivor syndrome, where it's someone whose twin had died in the womb.
So you feel guilty.
You feel guilty. But also, the guilt is one aspect, but there are actually like psychological interests that they're only looking into this now, and there isn't actually hard medical evidence, but there's talk that, you know, that it can actually leave people predisposed to borderline personality disorders and things like that, that it's a very traumatic thing to happen that they didn't think had happened before. But Elvis, but I Googled it and found Jesse Guerin. There's actually an Elvis impersonator calling himself Jesse Guerin who'll marry you in Vegas if you're that tasteless. One, to get married by an Elvis impersonator, but two, to get married by the guy named after Elvis's dead brother.
Wow. I need a bit of time now to sort of absorb that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's,
but you know, he's now, I actually looked up, by the way, he's got a very low rating on this wedding site. 3.3 stars out of 5. I'm not kidding you, because they rate these things. And apparently he's bad punctuality, which, considering the turnover of weddings and Vegas, is probably really bad. Seriously.
And actually, Cork is where you are. What about Hassan and Hussein? How are they
that
doing?
That is, you know, I obviously with the Ben Half twins. And I only started reading up on that yesterday because they're headed to school 5 years,
oh, nice.
5 years of age after. And, you know, reading the mother's story about Angie's story, but even those first scans when they didn't even think they'd survive, and then they did, and then there was the separation, and one of the twins got sick, and another one of them. And still, they're going to walk into school, whatever, I think it's next week in Middleton and Cork, which is just a fantastic story. You know, the odds against them surviving in the first place, but now that they're actually going to walk into school.
Well, good luck
together.
To them in school in a few weeks' time. The Cray twins, by the way, in London.
Lovely gentlemen. You remember the Monty Python sketch based on
exactly,
that. Yeah, there was no notion. They were two evil twins.
Dinsdale, Piranha. Doug and Dinsdale.
Yeah, there was no notion that one of them was more evil than the other. I think they had both. But they looked very good to their mother, apparently, like all these gangsters.
Actually, I'm just thinking, they weren't identical twins, were they?
I don't know. No, remember
Tom Hardy
is
coming out
in
a new movie. I wonder, is he playing both of them? I don't know.
Do you remember Spandau? But didn't Kemp
Yes, the two
Spandau
guys from Spandau Ballet. Yeah. And they were brothers, weren't they? The Kemp brothers.
Yeah, but I don't think they were twins. But I'm just trying to think. I'm not sure the Crays were identical.
All right, okay. Just as a matter of interest, in terms of more kind of weird and under the surface stuff, the medical research stuff, like, do we have any details of anything about twins, especially in terms of identical twins that we now know?
Yeah, I mean, there's both very encouraging information and a very dark history of this kind of stuff. Right now, the medical industry is very interested in twins, and there's a study, for instance, called the Minnesota Twins Study of twins separated at birth. University College London is doing a lot of papers because they want to talk to twins because they're genetically the same. That, you know, for a range of cures and a range of vaccinations that they want to try out, that they're the perfect people to work on them. So there's a lot of medical research at the moment now is focusing on twins, because obviously, you know, you can see the effect. If you've got two, you can see the effect of it, as long as naturally the twins. But then there's the awful story, obviously, then of Mengele in Auschwitz, the angel of death, which I actually don't even know if I want to talk about it. Like, the more you read about it, the Nazis' capability for cruelty is beyond belief. And yet, the oddest thing, you know, he performed similar experiments, but he'd give typhus to one of the twins, then wait for them to die, then kill both the twins and to see the effect on one rather than the other. So he'd dissect them. It's just beyond gruesome. And yet, one of the twins said, a survivor of Mengele said, you're better off being in Mengele's list because you had a better chance of survival in Auschwitz than if you weren't. So it's a gruesome story.
Okay, just one thing you mentioned earlier on about research. Is the research going on in the UK about it, and what is happening there in terms of, like, have they found that there's a predilection to, like, from one to, like, even if you're, as you were with your sister, like a few thousand miles apart, same things went on?
Well, it's the Minnesota one, it's the registered, the interesting one, which is the twin separated birth, right? And again, these are identical twin separated birth. And they've talked to something like 11,000 people on their register, where they've examined them and put them through questionnaires. But there is one couple called the Jim twins.
The Jim twins?
The Jim, because they're both called Jim, as it turns out. Now, they were separated at birth, but, like, just the history of things that, and I don't have it in front of you, but the history of things that they were actually...
Well, I'll tell you what, we might come back to you later about that, because I want to do something else here, because just like in terms of twins and in terms of what we're talking about here, just the other day, in other words, just about yesterday, the day before, I talked to a couple of twins, and they were 14 years of age, Lola and Saul, and I talked to Saul and asked, like, what's it like, you know, is it okay, is it cool to be a twin?
Well, I don't really know what it's like not to be an identical twin, so I wouldn't know how to answer the question, but sometimes when Lola could be up sick in bed and I'd be downstairs and I'd be thinking to myself, what am I going to do? Because I don't actually realise that I actually do everything with Lola.
That's a very good answer. Very good answer indeed. So are you exactly alike, or are there differences?
Well, we share the same hobbies and stuff. Like, we're both doubles partners in tennis.
All right.
We play the same positions in Gaelic. Like.
Are there questions that you hate being asked as twins? And have I just asked all six?
No, you have, like, we hate when people ask us, what age are you?
What age are you?
Well, like, we're twins, we're going to be the same
age.
Can
you feel each other's pain?
Right, okay, I think, well, I should have scratched that one. Okay, well, then, look, how about this? You're playing down the tennis club, and the person in charge of getting all the games together does the obvious thing. Well, we'll just put the two little sisters together. Like, does that happen, obviously? And you say, well, actually, maybe you'd rather be with somebody else.
Yeah, we have twin friends as well. Like, they'd be our best friends.
Well, let's start that again. Wait a minute now. Some of your friends are also twins.
Yeah, our best friends are twins too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, this opens up a whole new can of worms or questions anyway. Okay, telling you apart. I mean, you are pretty identical. There's no question about it, you know. Is it easy to tell you apart? And if so, what would I look for to tell you apart?
I'm taller. Lola's the older twin and she's taller.
She's the older twin. What are we talking about here?
She's like, Lola would be 7 minutes older than
7 minutes? God, I thought she was going to say hours or something. Okay, so 7 minutes older, right?
Yeah.
So do you look up to Lola?
No.
But damn, do you look down to her?
Yeah.
Okay, what's good about being an identical twin? First of all, so, like, you know, is there something good about it?
Yeah, well, like, you always have someone there. Like, you're actually never alone any time because you always have someone there. And, like, we're the same age. We're interested in the same things. So, like, it's just always having your best friend there.
All right, what about you, Lola?
I was literally about to say the same thing.
But,
like, it's good, like, if I was starting something new, it's easier to start it because you already know someone there.
Yeah.
Like a new school, like, when we went into first year, like, last year, and it's so much easier coming in with your sister because you already know someone there, like, it's...
Okay, so what's bad about being a twin? I mean, is it obviously the crappy old questions that you can get asked, but besides that, what's bad about
sometimes being... Sometimes it can be frustrating when people get us wrong, like, all the time. When me and Sal were younger... we came home from school and we were a bit upset because everyone kept calling me Saul.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, we know them from years and they still can't tell us apart. My dad took out an old album with pictures and he asked us which one is which, but we couldn't tell ourselves.
The Parent Trap, and movies like that, which is a movie that's been watched in our house 10,000 times. Lindsay Lohan is the two. Oh, well, that's the version, the most recent version. Lindsay Lohan and the father who's in the vineyard, and the mother who's the fashion person in London and all the rest of it, etc. And the identical twins, and they play tricks on teachers and friends. Have you played tricks on teachers and friends? Have you played a trick and then let her take the blame?
Well, normally we'd play the trick together, like, we'd swap seats in school, or, like, we do this with our cousins, like, if they say, Saul, and I'm like, no, I'm Lola, and then they go, oh, sorry, Lola, and I go, no, I'm actually Saul, and then they get really confused.
They really can't tell us apart,
or we swap our clothes and stuff.
But, Lola, have you ever done something to say, I really don't want to get into trouble here, and the easiest way out here is let the sister take all the blame?
No.
Have you?
No, but we might do stuff like if... Lola might win a prize or something, I'd say I'm Lola, so I get the prize, but it's never really worked out.
Right, no, indeed not. Absolutely. Friends, then. Do friends get on well with friends? Are they okay? Like, they are, well, yeah, can they tell you apart?
Yeah.
All the time?
Most of our friends can, but some can. Most people know us by, like, shoes. So, like...
God, if there was two blokes in here, they wouldn't be saying that. Okay, so most people know you by your shoes, the different kind. Why do you wear different kinds of shoes?
Well, like, in Gaelic, we have to wear the exact same clothes because it's the same gear. So we have different football boots, so everyone just looked down at our football boots before they talk to us.
What about people who don't even try to tell you apart, who just give up? I mean, I do know one or two identical twins who are a bit older, and I've given up. I just can't do it.
Well, I don't really mind anymore because, like, I'm kind of used to it now. Yeah. Like, people can't tell us apart for years now, so I don't really mind it anymore. A lot of people just call it Sola.
And that's like Sola. This is a Jedward situation, isn't it? Same kind of thing, yeah. Yeah, I never thought of it that way, all right. So, listen, the tennis player bit, I mean, is one more competitive than... Is one better than the other?
Oh, I'm better than
No, she's not.
She's not, okay. She is. Okay, so, like, but anybody more competitive than the other? Anybody try harder? Do you ever, like...
No.
Well, you really are identical. Even in terms of ambition, in terms of tennis. Guys, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on the programme. Lola on my right, Sol on my left.
Thanks.
Pat, by the way, are you competitive with your sister Anne?
We would be, actually. But, you know, it's like any siblings at that age, too. You know, in some ways, it's just like having an older brother or sister as well.
It would be
a bit, though.
Listen,
yeah.
The gym thing you mentioned earlier on, what's so strange about the gym twins?
What's strange is that they were united at the age of 39, and as they looked into them, they said, for instance, both men were married to a woman named Betty and had divorced a woman named Linda. They both named their first son James Allen. They both named their pet dog Toy. Each did poorly in spelling and well in math. They both vacationed in Florida separately. Now, they didn't know each other, in the same three-block Long Beach area. And both twins began suffering from tension headaches at 18, gained 10 pounds at the same time, and are 6 feet tall and 180 pounds. So, you know, they're saying that the studies are beginning to show that genetics, it's the old nature of your nurture thing, that genetics are still a massive impact on people's capabilities and people's, and obviously environment matters as well, but the genetics is still a huge impact on the kind of people we end up as.
Well, that's pretty weird about the Jim twins. All right, Listen, Pat, thanks a million for talking to us. Just a few things I want to mention here. The Swarbriggs, there was another one, there was an Irish one which you didn't realise. Okay, those twins there. My mother from Kinsale is 94 since March, and her sister died on Thursday last. We think they were the oldest living twins in the country until then. Were they, is the question? I don't know, 94. The Craze is another mention there. A new thriller called Bubble Wrap about identical twins just published, Irish author, paperback and Kindle. Thrilling and chilling, says Eileen and Dublin. The famous Scottish song Loch Lomond is about two identical twins. I wonder if this is true, asks a texter. 51551, don't know. My wife is a twin and we have twins, both non-identical sets of twin girls. So much for skipping a generation. That's from Peter in Dublin.